Umbilicus. I don't think it's the sirens this time. Infections lie through the body unnamed, like carbon dioxide between the toes. It knows the design underneath a glass hoof, but asks nothing in return for the name of its garden. Dug from the side of its mouth, a trembling finger pointing downward past the cross into the reed plucked from the sky. I trace the engine's outline in the pond. Cold lights up the back. The forecast warns of horses thundering onto the plateau, though the eye only sees crushed houses. Weaving blankets from the fat of lambs, gnawing through gates clamped tight in the mine, a body was pulled from the snow last night, a body calving skin cells onto cinders over shards of flint. I told her not to go outside. We are the ocean and the rocks the waves slapped open, and all of us in these classrooms were speared by the shepherd's single gray tooth. I told her that he was out there, watching the doorknob untwist inside her mother's belly, waiting for the police sirens to erupt from her cracked eggs. I told her I smelled gunpowder in the curio shop, in windows overlooking inmates gathering under circling ravens, in the entrails of clouds swelling under the belt of the Orion Nebula.